I'm Dave Wallner from Reaching Out Ministries. I'm putting the trumpet to my mouth, calling for the soldiers of the cross to march around Jericho. I'm calling for a holy war of prayer and preaching of the cross to pull down the strongholds of Satan. For Jesus, our Lord and Savior, is about to come back for his bride, whom he has washed and cleansed and made holy, without spot or wrinkle, by his blood which he shed on the cross for us. You ambassadors of Christ, you soldiers of the cross, you precious diamonds, stand up tall and straight, be counted, be recognized, be identified, and rejoice in the soon coming back of the Lord our God.
Many songs today are written to deceive you. There are many songs that talk about the way. If you listen to this song, you'll find the answer. For Jesus is the truth, the life, the way. Here's a song for the man who walked the water. For the man who calmed the sea. Here's a song for the man who died for you and me. Here's a song for the man from Galilee. People stand in line to show who they believe in. Then they march their heroes on to victory. But today I'm gonna cast my vote for Jesus. For Jesus is all the world to me. Here's a song for the man who walked the waters. Here's a song for the man who calmed the sea. Here's a song for the man who died for you and me. Here's a song for the man from Galilee. Here's a song for the man who walked the waters. Here's a song for the man who calmed the sea. Here's a song for the man who died for you and me. Here's a song for the man from Galilee.
When one watches the world system frantically trying to figure out why we have all this extreme weather, 20 years ago, we had prophets of doom claiming that the sea coasts will be covered in water. The cities will be underwater already. That was 20 years ago. They said in 12 or 15 years, the east and the west coast will be underwater. Well, we're still going as it is, and things are going on as usually, except we do have extreme weather. We're still planting, we're still harvesting, there's still summer, there's still winter. Nothing much has changed yet to the point where we can say we're in the tribulation. And we know that they are going to find excuses for that. And that is the work of Satan. The simple reason why we have all this extreme weather is because of the sin of the people. The Bible teaches us, because of sin, the land will vomit out its inhabitants. So we know that this has to come to a climax, because people will get worse and worse. They will be listening to seducing spirits and doctrines of demons, which climate change is. It's doctrines of devils. Yes, climate is changing, but it's not the reason that the world system calls it. It is because of the sin of the people and their greed So this is what we have to understand. One of these days, it'll come to a climax. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, things will change drastically. The Bible teaches us that there's going to be such great tribulation that the world, if Jesus doesn't come back, no flesh will be left. It tells us in Matthew chapter 24 and verse 21, "For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, not ever shall be." So this is what's on the horizon. And we, the Christians, better understand that and give the answers that the world system needs. We don't give in to their sin demands. We don't agree with them. Sin is sin, and we do not apologize for God because of what He has written in His book. Sin is sin, and we need to understand that. And for that reason, we will see the Antichrist and the terrible demonic realm being unleashed on this planet. The Bible teaches us they will mingle themselves with mankind. So this is what's going to happen. So the question is, the Lord Jesus Christ is coming back to straighten this out. There's going to be 7 years of terrible tribulation. The question is, will there be two comings? Or will there only be one coming of God at the end of the tribulation? Today I will teach on this interesting subject, and I'll give you Bible scriptures for those who don't agree with the rapture or two comings of the Lord Jesus Christ. You may look it up yourself, for the Bible gives us very clear warning of what's going to happen. So before I get into this message, I'll ask the Lord Jesus to bless us. Heavenly Father, I come before You in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord, that You will anoint this message, You will open people's hearts to the truth of Scriptures and to the signs of the times. I thank You for Your grace. I ask You to anoint this message. Bless the listener. In Jesus' name, amen. When the Bible talks of Jesus coming back to set up the 1,000-year reign on this earth, it just doesn't give us vague information. There is incredible information how this will take place. And one of the most interesting ones is that He will come twice. Once to take His bride unto Himself into the cloud before the tribulation, and then the second time, just after the tribulation. I will show you the scriptures that show us where He'll come back the second time, where He will set His feet upon the Mount of Olives. In Matthew 24 and verse 29, it tells us, "Immediately after the tribulation of these days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of heaven shall be shaken. Then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory." So we see here by these scriptures that Jesus will come, and every eye shall see Him. They shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And they will be mourning. They will not want Jesus to come back. But before that even happens, it says the sun will be darkened and the stars will fall from heaven. So these are the signs that God is going to close it down very quickly. It's the stars and the sun ceasing to exist. The sun will be darkened and the moon will not give her light. So we know that this is a sign for people to get ready for God to come back to set things straight upon this earth. And the Bible teaches us very clearly, they'll be ready for Him, but to no avail. They will try to stop him, Satan leading them, but he will destroy them with the spirit of his mouth and the brightness of his coming. It tells us in Zechariah chapter 14 in verse 3, look how it works here. Then shall the Lord go forth and fight against these nations, as when he fought in the day of battle. And his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem and the east. And the Mount of Olives shall be cleaved in the midst thereof towards the east and towards the west. And there shall be a great valley. So we know that Jesus is coming down to earth. He will plant his feet upon the Mount of Olives, and he will start fighting on against those who are destroying Israel. Yes, the whole world will come against the nation of Israel, and God will come back to fight for them, and he will come down to earth. His feet will be planted on the Mount of Olives. Everyone will see him. That is very interesting. We know for a fact that Jesus has prophesied that in the Word of God, and it's going to happen. Whether the world system likes it or not, they cannot thumb their nose at God forever. There's going to come a time when there's going to be reckoning. Not only the kings of this earth, not only the world system, but also the demonic realm, they will mingle themselves. The Bible teaches us that the ground will open up and the demonic realm will come out from the pits of hell. Satan himself will be brought down to earth, and here he will mingle himself with human beings. Yes, there's going to be great tribulation, but it's going to only last for 7 years. So Jesus is warning us of this. It's going to happen at the end of the tribulation. He's coming back to set things straight upon this place, upon this planet. When I study these things, I'm wondering how many people will be left. When you study scriptures, the Bible teaches us that about 2/3 of the world's population will be wiped out by the time Jesus is finished here on this earth. It's almost unbelievable. We got over 7 billion people on this planet right now, and it's growing very fast. So we know that there's going to be a huge slaughter in the Great Tribulation. The Bible teaches us that in the land of Israel, the blood will be flowing to the horses' bridles for 200 miles. That is basically the whole length of Israel. So we know God is going to destroy a lot of people in that part of the world. It's going to be terrible, but we know for a fact the Bible teaches us that all the nations of the earth will gather together to fight God when he comes down from the clouds and sets his feet upon the Mount of Olives. And we, the Church of Jesus Christ, it's clearly taught that we're going to come with him riding on white horses. That's going to be an incredible day. But then we have another time of Jesus coming. That is before the tribulation. We know that God, that the Word of God teaches us exactly when the Lord will come back at the end of the tribulation. The sun will lose its light and the stars will fall from heaven, and people will know the time is about ready for God to come back. And when one studies the book of Revelations and Zechariah and Isaiah, there's a lot of information what will happen during the tribulation. For those of you who are listening and are not Christians, you need to get saved, because it's going to be horrific during that awful time. And then what about the first coming of the Lord Jesus Christ? When will that happen? Matthew chapter 24 and verse 36 tells us this. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. So we know that there is a time set. It's not shifting back and forth. There is a timetable set. God is going to come back on a specific day to take his bride unto himself. In Matthew 24 and verse 37, it tells us, but as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Now listen to this. At the end of the tribulation, when he comes back, the Bible teaches us it's going to be so horrific that hardly any people will be left. There's not going to be any rain for the last 3.5 years during the tribulation, so there's not going to be hardly anything to eat, if there will be anything to eat. And the Bible teaches us very clearly that the oceans will turn to blood, the streams and the rivers will turn to blood, so drinking water will be very scarce. So that's at the end of the tribulation. But before the tribulation begins, at the rapture, the date and the time that nobody knows, something will happen. We can already see people scoffing at the notion that Jesus could come at any second or at any moment. Even Christians are out there just making fun of the idea that Jesus will come to take his bride unto himself before the tribulation, claiming that we need to be purified. That's their reasoning. The church needs to be purified. They have to go through the tribulation. I want to explain something here that not too many of those people think about. The only purification that a person gets is when he accepts the Lord Jesus Christ for his Savior. That makes you right for heaven. Not any suffering, not any going through the tribulation, but the precious blood of Jesus. That makes you ready. Then people will ask, how about these people who need Jesus during the tribulation? Who will preach to them? And I've heard Christians say, oh, this will be the church's finest hour. No, the church is going to be gone because she's not mentioned in the tribulation at all. But who will be preaching? It'll be the 144,000 Israelis that are going to be preaching during that time. And we'll have an angel of God flying through the heaven, preaching the everlasting gospel. And we have two witnesses that are going to be telling everybody about God. So we need to understand that. So the question is, how will we leave? How will we leave this planet? On the next segment of this program, I will give you the scripture that clearly explains that. So open your heart to it and let the Lord bless you and make you a blessing. Amen.
He is the fountain for a thirsty soul. He is the healer and so much more. When my heart is broken by the world's demands, the pieces are mended with
Sometimes when I listen to those who are against the rapture, especially cults are very much against the rapture. They will ridicule the idea of God secretly taking his children unto himself, and they will mock the idea of Jesus doing that. And the Bible teaches us that this is what they will say towards the end. But it will happen. How will it happen? The Bible teaches us in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, it'll happen in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. The dead in Christ shall rise first, then we which are alive and remain shall be changed. For this mortal must put on immortality. We cannot enter into the kingdom of God with this body. It has to be changed. The Bible teaches us the dead in Christ shall rise first. Somehow they will be united with their old body and rise from the graves. This is what is written. How that works, I do not know. We'll find out when it happens. But we will be changed. How long we'll be here on earth after we're changed, I don't know that either. But Jesus was here for 40 days. And we have to understand, when Jesus rose from the grave, the graves were open and the saints also came out and walked into Jerusalem and talked to the people. And I have a feeling this is exactly what's going to happen when the rapture happens. And then this will happen. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 15. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. This is very, very interesting. And then it goes on to say, wherefore comfort yourselves one another with these words. This is written in Scripture. We are supposed to comfort ourselves that one of these days we're out of here, and it's going to happen fast. When we watch what the world system is up to, what are they up to? They want a one world government. And they almost made it in the last election in the States. The world would now be a one-world government if Trump wouldn't have stopped it by him being elected president. And that's another story that God wants us to understand. But the time is not yet. It will happen some of these days. When they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction. And I have a feeling we are going to have a relative time of peace here on this planet before Jesus comes for his bride. So open your heart to this. Jesus is going to take us unto himself, because the Bible tells us in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 in verse 9, for God has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. This is what the Bible teaches us. We are not appointed unto wrath. He will pour out his wrath on this planet. But before he does that, he will take his beloved bride unto himself. We'll meet him in the clouds. He's not coming down to earth. He's not going to place his feet on the Mount of Olives at the first coming. We are going to go up in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus shall we ever be with the Lord. This is definitely going to happen. And then the great tribulation will begin. And we need to understand that. And the Bible teaches us Let's not forsake the assembling of ourselves together, especially as we see the day approaching, because we need to comfort each other with these words, because we know there are many deceivers that are out there deceiving people, scaring people, and just not bringing the facts that are written in the Word to the people. There are many preachers out there who simply are in the pulpit because of money. They want their paychecks. When there is a problem, they simply cave in. When there is a pressure from the world, they simply step back and allow the things of the world to come into the church. Well, Jesus is about to straighten all of this out. So open your heart to this message. Open your heart to the point where you will understand and see that Jesus is coming soon. So let the Lord bless you and make you a blessing. Amen.
Here at Reaching Out Ministries, we would like to thank you for your generous support. Please continue to pray for us as we press on in the call that God has placed before us. We would love to hear from you. Please write to us at Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. Again, that's Reaching Out Ministries, Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2.